Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Well, we have got a show. Hey, I'm Dr. Pat. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I just want to give a shout out. No, we did not forget that this is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. I believe that is correct. That means a whole lot of things, but especially what it means is there are some things that you probably want to think about doing before you hop out there and think, I'm going to be gardening 24/7. The other thing you could do is you could talk to your local tick community and just say, look, go somewhere else. But, you know, I've talked to ticks, I've talked to fish, I've talked to, honestly, some of the people I've talked to over 16 years, they talk to everything and everybody. But today, we're talking to the queen of shift, like Adam Schiff, but with the T. The queen. Colette Marie Steffen. I asked her to join me here today because every once in a while, I have to have a conversation on my show, and all of you know who she is. I don't even know how this video is looking today on Facebook, but here's why I bring her on. Not only do I love listening to her show, and I got to tell you, you know, she puts our producers through the exercises. But this is a live call-in show today because you got to keep your eye on the ball. And, you know, one of the things that I'm acutely aware of is if you feel that you are caught behind the eight ball and you want to win the game, then you shouldn't scratch on the eight ball shot.
Not unless you're Stella.
If you're going to win at eight ball and you're down to the last shot, which is the eight ball, are you playing to win? Or are you playing not to lose? But today we're going to cover a whole lot of things. Colette Marie Steffen is my friend. She's also the creator of so many things. The Truth is Funny. And right behind her right now, if you're watching on Facebook, right behind her, right at the moment, you are going to get to see who else she has brought to the party. Who'd you bring today? It's so great to have you. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to connect with you, Pat. You already have me laughing.
You know, it's funny, but I usually do the show from over there on the other side of the room. And I'm always have my back to the north and I'm facing the south. But today, because you're in the north, I needed to sit here to face the north.
There you go. That makes total sense. As you said, you know, mind you, you and I have known each other a long time now, seven years.
Yeah.
And so we make sense with each other, which doesn't necessarily mean other people, because we sort of have a tendency to understand what each other's talking about without having to really express it, you know, all the way. But yeah, like I really was really happy to come on the show today. I've been really enjoying my show. You know, I've been pushing my boundaries and started doing video last year and doing lots of Facebook Lives and to up my game a little bit. And just really, really enjoying it actually. Now I used to get nervous. Now I'm kind of like, eh. Go look at the ones I first did and you'll notice I got better.
Well, I think we've entered a new realm where, yeah, and I think all of us have decided we have to do something different these days, right? Mm-hmm. Like right now, I'm just going to fix my collar. But what I mean by that is that I don't know about you, but the message that I'm getting is not to literally go quietly in the night or crawl under a rock or let my hair grow out brown again. None of those things. And as, if anything, I'm being asked to do some things now that we've never done before. I haven't done in a really long time. I want to ask you about the energies now.
Wow,
you know,
hey.
Friends say it's paradoxical. Other people say it's paradigmatic. Other people, I mean, everybody has something to say. Hi, Joanne on Facebook. Good morning to you. And so I want to get your take on it, because in the background, you brought something interesting with you. Tell us about who she is, and does she actually represent the dates and the times we live in today?
Well, I'll start like kind of at the beginning. As you said, I'm the founder of The Truth Is Funny, and that is the radio show, which I've now had, Pat, it's been 8 years that we've been gracing the airway, or seven years, on April 28th. And that was on my little co-host Stella's birthday. But she doesn't always show up for work, even in the bar, even though she's an essential employee.
Yeah. No kidding.
But anyway, Stella's my little cat. So I've been working on this project called Tales from the Vector, which is a series of 64 paintings that are, you know, very large, as you can see. And like this one here is the number 63 out of 64 paintings in Tales from the Vector. So this is a 13-year project that is coming to completion. I have started neutrality. And I want to say to you, Pat, like over the years, I have, my specialty is identifying and then eliminating hidden energetic blocks that stop people from getting what they want, whether that be in their health or in their fitness or business, careers, relationships. Also, like you, energy, you can shift energy in all aspects of life. And I've been doing this to earn my keep on the earth for over a decade, as this is how I earn my living. All of my live events in the last 3 years, I really put my focus on my creating a program, which I call Call to Dance. It's an energetic upgrade program. And it is, there's four manuals with it. And these manuals are coloring books, because I find that people, when they really start doing energy work, it brings out so much creativity. And I found for the last 10 years, I've been sharing this information with thousands of people from around the world. And I find when I first started teaching it, I used to bring Buzz Lightyear crayons, you know, to infinity and beyond, and tell people take notes with those. Because when we are using our intuition and when we're doing energetic upgrades and we're shifting the energy, basically what we're doing is taking the vibration that we're at and strengthening it to attract what it is that we want in our lives. And really, the goal isn't to be perfect. The goal isn't to do everything perfectly. The goal isn't even necessarily to have to do anything at all. The goal is to be the best version of yourself that you can be. And so we're all in some very, very trying times right now. And, you know, it's affected me and my business in many ways. I'm still waiting for the government to come up with a program for me.
Oh, you and me both. Wait till we get started on that, because I was wanting to, I have been sharing on air with the listeners. And I just want to say, I got an email from one of our longtime listeners who said, you know, Pat, I'm really glad you're talking about this and what you're going through, to just fill out the forms to get assistant. And what she said to me was, she said, all of us think we're alone in this. And to hear somebody like you, who has resources and people, and you brought on an attorney to talk about what's available, even you can't get a call back from your bank. Even you can't fill out the right forms.
Okay, and, so this is really important, because my reality, because I do energy work, is that if I can't reach my banker and I can't get those forms filled out, I haven't even started filling my forms out yet because I'm still waiting for it to be strong. And then I realized, oh, it's actually not to do with the forms. It has to do with the fact that I have decided that I'm going to do my best to keep my business running. I'm going to do my best to be there for my clients because this is how I earn my living. I've put it out there that I'll work with people now and you get two personal consultations for the price of one. And, you know, I'm doing the three card consultations and sending them in the mail to people, cheer them up. And I've come up with this new program like we're talking about here about, you know, if you're caught behind the eight ball and you don't know the rules of the game. And really, my market is a lot of women. And when I was younger, I thought, well, what do I want to be when I grow up and everything? And everybody else knew and I didn't know. And I was getting close to school and I was hanging out with my cousins and their friends. And these were all guys, right? And I ended up learning how to play pool pretty good. And I thought,
I did maybe, too.
Yeah. And I thought maybe I'll become a pool shark.
I actually hustled my way through 18.
I wasn't as good as you, Pat. You stuck with it with the table tennis. But I thought this is kind of how a lot of people feel right now. Like, yeah you need to fill out the form, but the form, it's impossible to fill out because you don't have the correct information. Or there's different things happening. And so with energy work, what we want to do is we want to strengthen the situation. When I was going through a really difficult, challenging divorce, and I was having challenges, like I was getting ready. I was finally going to get my money and I wanted to move and I was looking to buy a house. All of a sudden my bank changed location and the guy that I had was gone. And I'm like, oh, great. You know, and I walk into the bank to my new bank guy. And you know what his name was?
What?
Les Husband.
See, you can't make this stuff up, right? You just can't make this stuff up.
He was the best guy. He did everything for me. I purchased a house here in BC and I was in Saskatchewan and he made sure it all worked. And just before that, 3 weeks before that, I had a seminar in Vancouver and I asked the question, who here trusts their bank? And not one hand went up except for one woman. And she goes, I have faith in myself that I can trust my decisions with the bank.
And you know, I had to have that moment. For those of you just tuning in, Colette Marie Stephan is joining me here today. I want to give a shout out to the folks over on Facebook watching us. We are taking your call today, 1-800-930-2819, because, you know, shift does happen. And sometimes we don't know what we don't know about this. But, you know, that was the takeaway, though, for me. And I'm not sure what it was that clicked for me to remember what I do trust in the universe. I don't remember where that moment was. Maybe it was between having the realization that the sport that I love here, yes, I'm going to talk about it again, that it's pretty much cut off to all of us for a year. Mm-hmm. And we thought about that as a group. And Louis decided you can come go play at his house. And I decided I got to buy a table. If I'm going to keep doing something that helps my brain and stay fit, I got to do something. But along with that decision comes the next one. But I want to get to something you said. Because part of this is the level of creativity that you bring forward. That we're bringing forward. And I've got producers running this show and they never wavered about whether or not they were going to continue to support the network. Jessica, Kim, Linda, Chris, they never wavered. And I said to all of them, I know what you guys are saying, file for unemployment. Don't tell an untruth, but file. They're going to ask you the questions because I don't know how long any of this is going to happen, but we're going to get creative. And it's hard sometimes to really call on your creativity. Tell us what you do and what creativity has done energetically for the Queen of Shift?
Well, it's not uncommon for people, like, okay, if you take when I talk about strengthening the vibration, I mean about having a clear picture of where you want this to go. And sometimes, like right now, it's not an ideal situation in many ways. One of the biggest weaknesses with what we're going through right now is that there's no experts. There never was an expert in the beginning, or we wouldn't be going through what we're going through right now. So.
But doesn't the expert reside within us?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and this is really what we've come to, right? You know, the paradox that I want to talk with you about, right, as, you know, Her Royal Highness of Shift, that sounds really good, Colette, Stephanie, Her Royal Highness of Shift. What I want to talk about is the creativity of that eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is that I have played pool. I played pool a lot of years. So there's the one ball, that's the black ball, that's the eight ball.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is, if you're playing the game of eight ball, not nine ball, but the game of eight ball, is that somebody's going to have the solid, somebody's going to have the stripes.
Yeah.
And the first one to get rid of all of your ones, solid or stripes, and then get the eight ball in, wins the game.
Yeah.
Right? So there's a strategy to that.
Totally. That's what I'm saying. And I realize that for a lot of my clients, I have personal consultations, and then I have my seminars, and then I have the radio show where they can call in for free. But I also have teleconferences where people were sending me an issue, and I realized, oh, I'm just going to sprinkle those out throughout the day. And if someone's having a really bad moment, for $39.99, they can join seven other people on a call with me. And we'll energetically shift it. And I find when you bring people together and they have common ground, and the common ground is, hey, I want my life to be better.
Yeah.
I want my life to be better. I want to be able to make strong choices and decisions right now. And then this is the part that I feel, because you have to understand what I do is I'm tuning into the collective influence right now and how people are feeling. And like a month ago, people were experiencing a lot of grief.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of grief. And we're in this angry thing now. And we have a lot of this energy out there. Nobody really, what's coming up is there's so much information, but which is the accurate information about what to do and how to implement that in a strong way in our daily activities. And as you said, when we start having the very things that keep us rational and sane and grounded taken from us, it may seem like a small thing, like, right. I know a sporting event to someone who doesn't do it. But for someone who looks forward to that every day and that's their form of release, then they have to find a new form of release right now. And I think it's a great idea for you to get your own table.
I did, and I got my own robot. But you know, part of this too is we are underestimating. I was listening to Dr. Kathy O'Bear before we came on, you know, brilliant. What a leader in the world of, you know, making us understand the prejudice each of us carry, you know, for each other, for a race. And, you know, I'm really in tune with what she was saying, because I'm seeing the prejudice that my friends are going through now that I never would have thought about. And what I mean is, I spend most of my playing days with a group of Asian folks, and to see how they're being treated now, it is so heartbreaking and gut-wrenching.
This is so interesting to me, because how are they being treated?
So let me give you the business example. So whether you are Chinese or not, if you look Asian, right, this is how prejudice runs, right? There are many, many different shades of an ethnicity. There are many of them, right? My grandfather was born in Brazil, so what does that make me? But because they look Asian, and because of the stigma we have now placed on the Chinese, for not my words, for calling this, causing this epidemic.
That is okay. So like, let's just stop right there. Because like, I'm not someone who's an expert in all of this. Trust, like, that's not what I'm saying. But energetically, when I tune in, that's ridiculous to blame it on the on a race of people. We are in this together as a human race because we have managed to get ourselves to this point.
No kidding.
And quite frankly, I don't really, for myself, I've been very quiet about this. But the reason I got into this work like 10 years back is when the Dalai Lama said that Western women were going to lead the world to peace. And I thought, well, how are they going to do that? And I don't know how we're going to do that, but we're damn well going to do it. And so this is something that it's really important to recognize. What if this is one of the biggest opportunities we could ever be given to really take a good close look at ourselves and look at what it is. And really, honestly, now is the very, very best time to be kind to each other.
It is.
Because you may not have the same fears that this person or that person has, but everybody has specific fears. Some people are fearing for their, their homes, losing their homes, et cetera. Their fears are financial. Some people actually are afraid because they have immune compromised systems and they're afraid for their lives. There's some people that have no reason to be afraid whatsoever and they're afraid for their lives. And then there's people who there's just so much that's going on and none of it is anything that we can classify as normal. So it's really cool right now if we look at it and we say, wow, what an opportunity for us to look at each other, look at ourselves, look at yourself. That's where it starts. That's what I've been doing. How can I improve my life right now and improve the lives of others? And I've had my moments where, you know, I've been like a little ball weeping, you know, like just totally like freaking out.
A total meltdown.
Yeah. And I had a total
Bronx girl meltdown myself. Mm-hmm.
Or freaking out and getting really angry and stomping around the house. And how is this possible? But really, right now, all of us are experiencing something that, and you know, I've been telling this to a lot of parents who have the added pressure now of also educating their children during this time. And I'm saying, like, they won't remember what you teach them right now from the books. They're going to remember how they feel during this time and what they're taught about humanity and how to treat others. And maybe people should just be looking at humanity as a whole. And asking, like, is it really just one race that has caused this problem? Because this problem definitely is, you know, coming strong when I test it energetically. Is this a man-made problem? Yeah. By how many men? By how many races? And I'm getting every single one. But that's what I do. I test it without judgment. We're all responsible for what's happening right now.
It's hard to imagine we're not in some strange
way. We are. We are responsible for what is happening right now. We're responsible for how we react to it or don't. And we are responsible for people who are weaker than us to make sure that those people are looked after. And we always have been. And so I feel that, I mean, there's a lot of things around this, and I'm not one for turning a negative into a positive. But at the same time, I've decided I'm going to improve myself during this time. I'm going to figure out better ways to share information. I'm going to find out, make sure I stay as calm as I can so that I can empower others to stay calm. Because people don't call me because they want me to be freaking out.
But, you know, you said something and we're experiencing it as well. You know, when we were going through this back in the 8, 9, 7, 8, and 9 era and 10, creativity had to be the solution for me. Mm-hmm. I just wasn't willing to walk away from, at that point in time, it was, you know, I was looking at a good 8 or 9 years, right, with the radio show. And then an opportunity came up out of WBLQ. And Chris, and by the way, our buddy Brian from WBLQ says hello. He's over
Brian,
on Facebook.
Brian, hi. Brian.
Yeah, Brian, right. Yeah, hello, absolutely. Brian. Just right there. You just like, yeah. I don't believe that this is a way to take more freedoms away either. Because what I'm seeing is, and Colette, this is something that I lost Colette right there. Lost her video right there.
Let me see. Why is that?
I'm seeing such ingenuity. So yes, while we are asking some people to not go back to work or not have the masses amount come together, we're also seeing some things happen that have never happened before. And when we come back, we're going to talk about them. Because the one thing that I learned very young, being homeless at 17, was that my freedom didn't come from an institution. It came from within and my connection to my higher power. We have the freedom to choose. And what will we choose? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with Colette Marie Steffen.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria on Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amira Beth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit AmiraBeth.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit thedivineguidancegift.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with pet communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. And I want to just give a shout out for my friends that might be listening to this. And, you know, we lost a dear friend of ours. You know, he'll be missed. We're not going to be able play ping pong anymore with him. Sweetest guy you ever meet, Charlie. And we have a lot of that going on. So I think what you and I are talking about is we feel things and we're going to remember what we feel.
For myself, because I honestly, my life hasn't changed that much, really, from this, except that my career was kind of stripped from me in some ways, half of it. You know, I can't do my live events, etc. But hey, if that protects people and it makes people feel better that they're being protected in this way and there's all this fear out there, isolation, whatever. I'm not going to say either way what I feel about this. What I am going to do is talk about how I've been working on a protocol. And a protocol is just like behind when I'm talking, I'm energetically picking up weaknesses that I can feel. And I'm running energy and strengthening those for everybody listening now and listening later. And so for me, I've been working on this protocol and I've been looking at all of this information that we have. And that's what we have. We have so much information. We're so blessed to be able to have this much information, but we also have to be able to sort through what feels true for us. And so that's why I'm saying to be very kind and respectful of people and understand that people have a lot of fear right now. And some people are fearing because they're fearing for their finances or whatever. And some people are fearing for their freedom. And they do have concerns about their freedom at this time. And those are valid fear. It's a valid fear. If people are allowed to have fears about actually getting sick and dying from the virus, people are also allowed to have fears about being imprisoned for the rest of their lives or forced to take mandatory vaccination, etc. These are valid fears. And getting sick and dying from something is a valid fear. And so to me, to allow people to like tune in, okay, what's my fear? And then break that fear down. Because fear is the very thing that is going to make people weaker on health level. Fear is the worst thing for your immune system. And so this could be looked at in many ways. And like, this is why I feel that a lot of people end up like with meditation, et cetera, and talk about meditation and about being able to go inward in this way. And like, just get really calm inside, because when we're in the middle of the storm, that's not when you clean up a storm. Have you ever tried to clean up a storm? There was a wind whipping through here yesterday and it was like branches were flying. And, you know, I went back in the house and, you know, chilled out. And then when it was done, I went out and started cleaning up. And so what we need to recognize right now is that we need to tune into what's going on. And I've set up this protocol and I've just divided it. You know, what's the number one weakness right now for people?
Well, how do people find out about that? Let's make sure we give everybody your information and website.
Okay.
You know, because I think it's important. Some people are getting it on Facebook Live, but for all of our audio listeners, let's tell them how they can connect you directly.
Okay, well, you're a good team there. On it with me. What we're doing is right now, when you go on my website and you sign up for my newsletter, you automatically get this. It's an MP3 recording about affirmations of success. And so what we're working towards right now, I actually have an appointment with Zach, your producer here, for tomorrow at 11. And I'm going to videotape probably a 15-20 minute protocol, just talking about what can we do to be stronger, healthy, energetically. And remember, this is just, and then what are the weaknesses around the fear, the weaknesses around the government, the tactics? Let's just clear this. Let's get everybody like strong and in a strong place and then move forward. So this will be a video. I'm getting around 15 to 20 minutes. I've been working on it for about a month, but it's quite complicated. And I wanted to wait until I was satisfied with the information that I was getting as far as energetically shifting this on a physical level. You have to understand that when people get sick on a physical level, it never, almost ever, 99.999% of the time, is not at root cause a physical, it's not a physical cause. There's underlying emotional, psychological, psychic, ancestral, all sorts of reasons why these things are happening. And the way, and the reasons why we're feeling and why there's weaknesses. And as we can clear these and for people and they get out of fear, then they can make stronger choices about how are we going to move forward in this. And there's Stella. She's decided I'm going to.
I know she heard us talk. Yeah.
She goes, I'm getting tired of hearing all about this coronavirus thing. She said, Colette won't leave me alone. She won't leave the house. Get your tail out of my face, Stella.
But there's something magical that happens when it does get cleared, though. And it's hard to explain until you've gone through it.
Oh.
Until you've had that, when the eye of the storm happens, it is such calm.
Yes.
There's such peace from the eye of the storm. That doesn't mean the storm is gone, but it allows that clearing, that moment of clearing, allows for every one of us to have intense parallel moments of clarity. You know, it could be a creative time, but then the storm comes again, and then what?
Yeah, well, for me right now, I was really sad. Like all of the affairs that I've gone, I put a lot of time and energy, money, effort into this business and into this new program. And yeah, it was just taking off and ready to go do all these live events. And I had to cancel them all until September at this point. But hey, now I'm working on an online program and I'm having fun doing it.
Exactly.
And your team right now is working for me to get this video done. And then when you go to my newsletter, if you want to sign up for it, you'll get this video. Now, for those of you, because I have a lot of people already that have that MP3, that video for that and are saying, but I don't want to go off your newsletter and go back on. As soon as we get this done, we're going to send it out to mm-hmm. the newsletter community in a separate newsletter so people will get it. And then the people that are new that sign up for it will automatically get it. So yeah, you won't be left out either way. And it's just something I want to put together, maybe make people laugh a little bit. The more serious you take things, have you noticed the more challenging sometimes it can find those creative, calm situations? You know, I've seen so many parents out there right now with all these creative ways that they're getting their children to learn different things. And, you know, and just think about all the skills these kids are learning as far as like Zoom and teleconferencing.
Oh my gosh.
And oh my goodness, like, you know, these little 10-year-olds are doing what I was challenged as an adult. And so there's some beautiful things that can come out of this. It's not an ideal situation.
No.
I mean,
I got to give a shout out to Zoom. And we have no affiliation whatsoever for Zoom. So I just want to say that. But in the 16 years I've been doing this, and, you know, there's a reason we created our own technology, right? But I've never seen a larger technological company like a Zoom or any of those, right? I've never seen them adapt, adjust, and get back online in the time that they did. Mm-hmm. Because what they went through with good people trying to bring other people together, for example, all the 12-step programs went online. And so those programs were hacked, and Zoom was like, we're down today. They were up like in 24 hours.
I remember that because it was right around that time, like, because I've been working with your team to get all my teleconferences on Zoom so that now they can be more interactive, which was something I was planning to do next year. But these things are a lot of work. And so I just want to really give a really big shout out to Jessica and Kim and everybody that's been on your team, you know, that's working with me. Like, I just feel so blessed right now. And yeah, I have my lonely times and I'm feeling kind of sad and I feel scared at times and I'm wondering, like, you know, what's going to happen. But I'm actually really proud of myself that I'm still in business. I haven't filled out a form yet. It hasn't been easy.
Well, look, it's not easy. If it wasn't for Zach, who's running this show, and Zach unwavering about his commitment to keep things rolling. Yeah. Jessica too, Olivia too. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you saw what these folks on this team have done, you know, everything from bringing and setting up home studios, and then if that didn't work, then yeah, I mean,
I love it.
Nobody knows.
And see, these are the things that people. But this is sort of like, it's not, Pat, about trying to change a negative into a positive. There, like in my protocol, I promise you, because I'm a very blunt person, but I found a way to make people laugh about this coronavirus. Like, just, hey, if you can laugh at how to defeat things, and, you know, I laugh in the face of danger. But I'm talking more.
I did a whole coronavirus skit. I was in front of a couple of kids, and, you know, I just ran out of things to say about it. And so I took this basketball and I cut it out and I put it over my head and I made it look like a coronavirus thing. Right. I swear I was really desperate at this point. And I had this conversation.
I'm not going to those links in my video.
And I had this conversation with them as if I was, and I did, I really said to them, hey, I gave it a name. It was like corny Corona or something. And I said, look, I'm really sorry what you're all going through. I mean, I really played this out. What I found with that, even though this was me in a moment of desperation for, believe it or not, not knowing how to talk about it. And these yeah. kids were like asking me questions. Mm-hmm. They were talking to me as if I was like it. And they were literally saying, well, you know, why do you keep doing that? Why do you keep spreading? And my answer was, I don't know why. But I want you to find a way to stop. It was the most fascinating thing I had done almost in my life, but it was the scariest thing. I mean, first of all, I was in a voluntary position with them. And then I was like, oh my gosh. I mean, I haven't been around kids for like ever, right? But isn't this the way that we show our creativity in support of each other?
Exactly.
And fear brings hate.
Well, it's kind of like when I was in ceremony, I got very clearly that the opposite of fear is not hate. The opposite of fear opposite of love is not hate. The opposite, and it's not fear. The opposite of love is lack of respect.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I honestly get number one reason why, if you look at our physical body, our intrinsic body, and then you look at our cells at the microcosmic level, and then you look at, you know, your environment where you live, and then going out there and out into the world and then out into the universe, and you think about how big that gets, how every, you know, like everything is part of that. And so every thought that you have around this, if you have a lot of fear, that's what you're sending out to people, and that's what you're sending down to yourselves. And so it's really important for people to recognize that what's going on kind of in the intrinsic body is also going on in a cellular level at some point, and also is happening out there in the big wide world. And so if people are actually afraid of a virus, which is something we can't see without a microscope, for one thing, can't see it coming. But if people are going to be afraid of viruses, they'd be horrified to realize how many viruses, how many bacteria, bugs, parasites that we actually have in our body. And so if there's parasites in the physical body, then there's parasitic energy in the cells, and there's parasitic energy in the whole world. And so this is how, like, if you look at it from that perspective, that if we're all connected, then everything we're doing is happening on many levels here. So I say that You know, if physical illness is not just caused on a physical level, but it's emotional and mental and psychological and psychic, and there's all these other reasons why it might be happening, then we need to look at what's happening in the whole big picture here and see, like, hey, what is going on here? And part of it that tests really weak right now is how people treat animals.
You know, I did a 15-minute interview with PETA, and what was happening with the testing of monkeys. And I did a 15-minute interview with them to support them. But you said one thing, and I want to get back to it. When I did my dissertation, I did that research on broken promises. One of the very unexpected results, it wasn't unexpected for me because I experienced it. But you know, when you go to school, they make you put all of these things you know inside into some mathematical equation, statistical form. But one of the things that they were all surprised at in the end game of my research is when I asked hundreds and hundreds of people, studies from Boeing to different companies all over the country, and I asked people what they felt the number one obligation was that their immediate boss had to provide them, not the company, but the next person, their coworker, that person. Number one, if they could pick any other thing in the planet, whatever it is, better pay, job security. Number one, what would you pick? Would you say people are obligated? 98% across the board said respect.
Mm-hmm.
Not money, not job security, mm-hmm. not health benefits.
Being treated with respect.
And in research, what do they call that? They call it some fancy name. But I knew inside that was the thing, that right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think
and
Aretha
respect,
Franklin would have something
actually
to say
starts,
about that.
Respect mm-hmm. actually starts with self-respect.
It does start there. You can't, I mean, you and I know this. It's hard to really share something with somebody else that you don't have for yourself.
And well, you can't.
but you could try.
You could try. But you might think you're doing it, you know. Trying is just another word for not doing.
I know it. I want you to just, let's make sure people know how to listen to your show, but also mm-hmm. how to really connect with you.
Okay.
You know, as you're getting ready to launch this, it would be so fun for people to know more about how they can connect with you.
Sure. I have like so many ways, because like the first one would be, of course, thetruthisfunny.com. And the radio show, The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens. And I also have a book, and that is available on Amazon, and it's also available in at Lulu and on my website. And that is The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens, Stuff You Wish Your Mom Had Known to Tell You. I also have on Facebook and other social media, I have The Truth is Funny with Colette. I have Be Irresistible. So these are telespas that I have been having once a month. And we pick a different body part and we work on that. Because one thing I've noticed is that even in the pandemic, people are saying, I can hardly wait to get my hair cut. I can hardly wait to get, you know. So, the telespas are part of what I do, because you can use energy work to be more youthful in that. And I was getting really amazing results. But one of the things that came out of this, I have more time, well, kind of. And I decided, you know, I've been wanting to take, I want to put my call to dance program online.
Wow.
And so I decided I need to just, instead of taking another marketing course, I'm going to take a course that I'm interested in that does really good marketing. And so now, I just started on May 1st, I am going to be certified as a face yoga teacher.
Wow.
By the end of September. And
wow.
I have my teacher's certificate in psychosomatic therapy, and I have the master's in the energy work. But to be able to put the genius of this woman into like the knowledge of the anatomy of the face, et cetera, I'm just so excited about it. So that's one of the things that I'm moving forward, and I'm working on an online program. And, you know, I was kind of like, I'm getting excited about it. I'm like, oh, I could do it this way and that way. So those are things. But if you go to my website, generally, you know, like thetruthisfunny.com, I also have Tales from the Vector. If you're interested in looking at the paintings, they're all for neutrality. It's kind of been hard for me to paint neutrality.
Yep, I bet.
In this space, as I get neutral to it, then I can finish the painting. So yeah, those are all ways. Instagram, all those ways. Teleconferences. Yeah, and tomorrow I will actually be doing an interview at 1 o'clock Facebook Live with Carly from the Holistic Fair. Now, she's been like pioneering, having putting this fair on for 5 years, and really sad that she doesn't get to put it on. It was her 5-year anniversary.
Wow.
This is one of the ways that she's interviewing us and having people be able to call us and say hi, at least, you know, until we can open again.
I mean, I want to thank you for all and everything of what you've done. I know on a personal level, you have supported me personally and helped me enormously. And, you know, also you were one of our contributors to the launch of AI for the Soul, our crowdfunding initiative, and we are doing that this month. We've made an adjustment to it because we learned something from COVID-19. We learned that what we could create here, and had we had AI for the Soul in place, we would have been able to connect people with people, right? Mm-hmm. People that need a particular thing, we would have been able to connect them. And it really shed a light on that for us. So we're going to be launching AI for the Soul, which we're very excited about. But you have helped so many people, Colette. I cannot even begin to tell you. And people know that and love you.
Well, yeah. I want to say, because I want to make sure I have the opportunity to say this, that if, like, I have had you've had my back through this. And because of that, and because of your team, I have the privilege of being able to do things with a little bit more ease than I would have in the past. And I want you to know that I have so much love and respect for what you're doing and for sharing this information. And for all the people out there right now that are going through what you're going through, I want to be able to, you know, phone in. I have always wanted my radio show to be for people to call in if they're feeling really down or whatever, and let's shift it. And we also have, you know, beautiful Karen Benton, my co-host, once a month. And she always brings this beautiful perspective. And here's someone that was like a emergency nurse, you know, in New York.
Yeah.
So she knows a lot about a lot of things that happen in the hospital. So all of this, thank you, Pat, and you know, and your team. And like I say to them, oh, I need an advertisement and I need it to look like this. And they're like, what can we do to help you, Colette? Those little things are the things that keep me going.
I know. I have to tell you, I really am blessed. And, you know, it is those things that I get to hold in consciousness along with you and, you know, the work that you do and all of the listeners, all of the people that tune us in, the people that are watching on Facebook right now that are putting the little heart symbols out there. We're not going anywhere. And we want to assure people of that. We know we're going to get better. And we're going to do more, just like you said. Colette, thank you so much for today. Last question. What's your personal message? What do you want to leave us with today?
You know what I want to say to you is it's okay to be afraid. And it's okay to feel alone and a little bit scared and to feel all of these emotions. And it's also okay to feel really happy right now. Because for me, this is kind of, I'm starting to see all the opportunities. I've been through many challenges in my life. My parents, my dad was paralyzed from head to toe within a 36-hour period. And my mom passed, and I was locked out of her home when she had the flu. I understand a lot of these emotions that a lot of you are going through and a lot of the fears. And I want to tell you that this will end. And you can choose right now to enjoy the moments that you can enjoy. And if you are having a beautiful time right now, enjoy it. You deserve it. You deserve it to take this time to really love yourself and to really decide, use this time to come out of this even stronger.